This is Dr. Singh Pictating from Regency at Livonia. Patient first name is Shayna, S-H-A-Y-N-A. Last name is Cutright, C-U-T-R-I-G-H-T. Date of birth is 5-8-1998. Date of evaluation is 5-9-2023. HPI history page, complaint psychiatric evaluation for management of depression and to assess efficacy of current medications. History of present illness. This is a 25 years old female who was admitted here on 4/28/2023 upon transfer from Beaumont Oakwood Hospital. Patient's chart indicates history of depression, polyneuropathy, osteomyelitis, acquired absence of toes, bilateral feet, pain, muscle weakness. Hypertension. Patient acknowledged that she was homeless after some conflicts with her mother. She suffered from frostbite and had amputation of toes of both feet. Period patient also stated that she took 50 Tylenol pills in attempt to OD. Reports that she got sick and vomited. Period patient was admitted to Beaumont Oakwood Hospital. Reports that she was on suicide watch for a couple of weeks. Reports that she was started on duloxetine at the hospital for treatment of depression and neuropathy. She acknowledged that she was depressed because she has no job and no place to live and could not take care of her son, who's 3 years old and is currently living with patient's mother. She also alleges abuse by her ex-boyfriend and reports that she has suffered multiple bruises and broken fingers. Patient also alleges traumatic childhood and believes that she was raped by her brother, but nobody believed in her. He reports that the last time she saw a psychiatrist when she was 13, 14 years of age, reports that she was depressed and suicidal, and reports that she was bullied in school. Next paragraph, no history of manic or psychotic symptoms, we have no history of PTSD. Next paragraph, review system, general weakness, eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, non-reported, gastrointestinal, genital, urinary, non-reported, musculoskeletal, bilateral, amputation of toes, bilateral feet, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported. Next paragraph, prior psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment in the past, yes. Prior outpatient treatment was helpful, no. Number of prior psychiatric hospitalization, zero. Prior history of suicide attempts, number of attempts, prior suicide attempts, yes. Number of attempts, one. Lasted cancel that. Prior history of suicide attempts, yes. Number of attempts unknown. Last attempt just prior to recent hospitalization. Method of self-harm, overdose on Tylenol. Prior history of aggression, no. Education, highest grade, 11th grade, current occupation, not working, current relationship, not married, number of children, one son. Next paragraph, legal issues, not known. Next paragraph, medical record, lab, diagnostic test, review pattern for my chart, nursing. Next paragraph, history and review of history and habits, comments, see medical surgical history as reported in an HPI, save that information. Next paragraph, psychiatric mental status examination, blood pressure 145 of 98, pulse 88, respiration 18. Next paragraph, general appropriately groomed demeanor, cooperative, more movements, weakness, gait not tested, speech clear, mood mildly dysphoric, thought processes intact, associations with the normal, perceptual disturbances none, level of consciousness alert, oriented person with a normal place, with a normal time, with a normal attention, concentration, with a normal fund of knowledge, fair judgment, poor insight, poor. Next paragraph, current medications, duloxetine, 60 milligram once a day, MAR reviewed. Next paragraph, under assessment and plans, major depressive disorder, recurrent moderate F33.1, plans continue duloxetine, period may benefit from psychotherapy during her stay here as well as upon discharge from this facility. This physician notify service of any changes in mood or behaviors, any new concerns. Next paragraph, check. Patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and potential side effects. Next paragraph, patient does not seem to be in any danger to self or others at this time. Next paragraph, orders and procedures 99305. Next paragraph, under supplemental administrative risk benefit analysis, such as common side effects of SNRI, under risk benefit statement, decision to treat. In my medical determination, the above reference risks are acceptable and are outweighed by the potential benefits given the current emotional suffering of the resident and associated functional impairment and potential consequences of harm to herself and others. This is end of dictation.